B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
You didn't think there was much going on in sports yesterday, but you missed. One of the greatest streaks in history. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you waiting for sports to ruin it for everybody, Leroy?
Stealing his thunder.
It's okay.
Well, this is a big news story. It's not just like a sports thing. I think it's just an all around something that everyone's going to be talking about today at the as they say at the water cooler.
That's right.
You know.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And that is buy me dinner first. That's Leroy's kickball team's name.
Yeah, wait, how did you come up with that name, by the way?
I didn't come up with it.
Oh, all right. They already had a name.
Yeah, they already had a name.
I can tell you how you come up with it. You need to come up with something creative because it's a kickball league. What are you going to call yourself, the Astros?
I don't know.
You will stop disrespecting the kickball league. I tell you that right now.
What's wrong with the Astros?
Leroy's kickball team was undefeated this season. They were 5-0. Five straight wins in kickball. And I don't know if you know this, Melissa, but that is difficult to achieve.
Kickball
is a very competitive sport, you know? Like, you have to, like, balance holding a beer while kicking a ball.
Wow.
Without spilling your beer.
But people really drinking beer while they're playing? Oh,
that was me last night.
Okay. Drinking beer. People are drinking beer getting high.
But that's why you lost. You weren't focused.
No, everyone's doing it.
There's multiple reasons why I think we lost. One, yeah, I probably shouldn't have been drinking. Like, I played third base. When it was time for us to go out to the field, I'm running out there with my beer in my hand. I'm standing on third base sipping. I'll put it down right before the opposing team kicks. Another reason, I think I jinxed myself by mentioning it yesterday on air.
Yeah. No.
Got a little too cocky and, you know, messed up the vibes. But I tell you what, that loss yesterday did sting. It's crazy. And I know people like, yo, it's just kickball. It's just maybe it's the competitor in me or whatever, and I didn't expect to feel that way. But I mean, we had just went through the line saying great job to everybody, and once we finished that, I put both hands on my knees and I was looking down at the ground and fully devastated. Like, man, exactly. I couldn't believe it.
I hate those lines at the end of games when you lose. You gotta, like, clap the hand, say, good job.
Let me tell
really
you this.
Just punch him in the face.
I had to tell one lady on the opposite team while we were giving high fives. I told her, I said, listen, I'm gonna get you back. And she laughed in my face. The reason why is, as I was playing third base, I believe they had the bases loaded. No, they weren't loaded. But anyway, she was on third. They kicked the ball in the air, and it comes towards me. I got the ball, and I paused for a second. I'm like, do I throw it to first? Or do I keep it because I hear she's running behind me from third base home? So I turn back to third base, and she's standing on third base. Oh. You know what she did to me?
What?
She just ran in place to throw me off. And I fell for it. I fell for
it
like a sucker.
Emotional damage.
Oh, mind game.
Mind game.
So now, okay, well, listen, you experience your first loss. A lot of times people say that's good because you go back, you refocus, and now I don't know of any kickball cages. So how do you go and
kickball cages?
Yeah, you got batting cages.
Yes, I get
you
it.
Got,
yes.
I mean, hell, you can go to the damn Apex Center and throw a football and hit a golf ball. But what do you do with kickball? I don't see a kickball option on there.
You just make sure you take care of your body for the week and be prepared to go out there and do it again. Which, by the way, Melissa, there have been a few people asking what happened to you.
I mean, I said what happened. I didn't want to do it. So I don't know. I mean, I did
they
say.
They need a better answer than no.
But I did say I would come and support, which I will. Are your games always in Cambridge?
They're always in Cambridge. They're always on Wednesday nights.
Don't even give me hope. Listen, if this is a potential game, Melissa's saying, no, I don't find you attractive.
Yeah, no.
And you have nothing to offer me.
I think would be a fun thing to do. I really
do. It's only 35 minutes.
No offense to Cambridge. Driving around Cambridge, I would rather gouge my eyes out with force do that during rush hour.
No, Melissa, not around. No, see, that's the difference. The earliest our games start is 6:30. Some start at 7:30. By that time, traffic's not an issue. And where the park is, there is some free parking. A lot
all
of free
right,
parking.
Okay, you might have sold me a little. No, all right. Coming.
Why are you lying?
She ain't coming.
No,
I know.
Listen,
Melissa, if there
I'm
was a
not,
kickball like, league across the street from the Encore, you still would be like, I don't want to cross
the street. Across the street from Encore, across the street from my house.
There's cars coming.
No, I might surprise. How many more games you got?
We got three more and then the playoffs.
There's playoffs?
You what?
Okay,
it's a league.
I might wait and go to the playoffs.
Oh, shit.
To do what?
I want to watch at some point. I do.
To watch? They don't care about you coming to watch.
Oh, no. I can't just join now.
No,
you
know, they're still a little bit devastated, even though we're six games in.
A recreational, you drink during the game on the field kickball league. I don't think they're going to say it's in the rules.
You can't make roster moves in the middle of a season. You just
can't. Well, the players' union is not going to allow this.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.